Let's get a glimpse of life for a human rights activist in a place where the head of government hates what you are doing and has the power to stop you. An activist in the Russian province of Chechnya could go to prison for a decade, and his lawyers say he was only charged to stop his work. Here's NPR's Lucian Kim.
Oyeb Titiev is the head of the Russian human rights group Memorial in the southern Russian region of Chechnya. He angered local authorities with his research on secret prisons, where the Chechen government allegedly holds anybody it doesn't like, including gay men. In January 2018, Chechen police stopped Titiev on his way to work and charged him with drug possession. Now his trial, which began last summer, is drawing to an end. Ilya Novikov, a member of the defense team, told reporters in Moscow he is sure his client will be found guilty. There's no hope for a fair trial anywhere in Chechnya, he said, because its leader, Ramzan Kadyrov, has publicly called Titiev a drug addict. Chechnya fought two bloody wars against the central government in Moscow. Now it's firmly under the control of Kadyrov, who has reaped billions of dollars from the Kremlin in return for his loyalty. Human rights activists do not fit into that picture. Speaking to local law enforcement in August, Kadyrov railed against human rights activists and said once there's a verdict in the Titiev case, they will no longer be welcome in Chechnya. Titiev was already working in a very dangerous environment. Natalia Estemirova, another Chechen human rights activist, was abducted and murdered in 2009. Anna Politkovskaya, a Russian journalist who exposed abuses in Chechnya, was shot to death in her Moscow apartment building 3 years earlier.
Human rights defenders, independent journalists, and anyone who criticizes the Chechen authorities and Ramzan Kadyrov personally have been subjected to wave after wave of persecution, harassment, arrest, and even murder.
Rachel Denber of Human Rights Watch says Titiev's prosecution is not an isolated case. But the Kremlin claims Titiev's case is not indicative of the human rights situation in Chechnya, and that only the court will establish his guilt or innocence. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.